Can you talk about what we know about Richter's transformation, the treatment, and also prognosis?
Yep. So unfortunately, Richter's transformation is a pretty dreaded complication in CLL. If you look at kind of all of the data, there's a lot of smaller case series because it at least used to be not that common. And overall survival kind of historically is between 6 and 12 months, so really poor. There are a number of studies looking at different interventions which improved that outcome a little bit, but really not much. In the novel therapy era, most people are saying that they're seeing more cases of Richter's transformation. For myself, that's definitely true. There's a lot of debate on why that is. I think most people think that it is more likely that maybe their patients are predisposed to Richter's, have already some lymphoma cells pre-existing the novel therapy. Maybe there's even some sort of competitive pressure with the CLL and the Richter cells. You eliminate the CLL with these highly effective therapies, and then the Richter's has the opportunity to grow.
And I guess that sort of seems like what happened with this man. He had the splenic lesions at the beginning, right?
Yeah, with this patient, I think that's definitely the case. And we, you know, there's other cases where patients develop Richter's within a week or 2 weeks of starting a therapy. And I mean, you have to think that that was present prior to starting treatment. You know, there was an interesting study that Anthony Mato led where in the trial of venetoclax after either ibrutinib or idelalisib, the study was structured to try to eliminate patients with Richter's going on to the trial. So there was like a very strict screening for Richter's prior to going on to the venetoclax, including for most patients a PET scan and then a biopsy. And what they found was that the incidence of Richter's was much higher than you would expect. And the traditional things that we think either predicts Richter's or predicts no Richter's, such as a SUV of less than 5 not being associated with Richter's, isn't always the case. High LDH isn't always associated with Richter's. You can have Richter's with a normal LDH. So I think we're still learning how best to figure out who has Richter's before starting these novel therapies. And then I think there always is the possibility that there is something about the drugs that changes the biology, and that's the escape mechanism is this transformation to Richter's. And whether that is that these patients would have done poorly with any other therapy or whether they actually do more poorly with the novel agent, I think it's still really unexplored.